You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome in, everyone, to the Gym Class, a Tuesday All-Star Game edition of the program on a very warm Tuesday afternoon. Great to have you aboard. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Ben, our producer, taking it through the 3 o'clock hour here on this Tuesday. We are presented by DePaco Community Credit Union. Check them out online at DePaco.com and learn how you can boost your financial well-being by checking them out at their website at DePaco.com. You can also learn more by visiting our website at KGYMRadio.com. Great show coming up for you. Kind of a tradition over the last handful of years. We will talk with our friend Cal Aldrin, the pitching coach for the Kansas City Royals, enjoying the All-Star break with family as we get ready for tonight's Midsummer Classic. Talk about everything with the first half of the Kansas City Royals. Looking forward to the second half, baseball in general with Cal. We'll do that coming up here in about 20 minutes or so. 319-366-1600 is the text line. That's our phone line as well, 319-366-1600, if you would like to weigh in today. As we come your way on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker as well. As Mark joins me here on this Tuesday, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Scott. Good afternoon, everyone. Looking forward to visiting with Cal again, one of our favorite guests. All our guests are favorites, but Cal's really good. And looking forward to hearing what he has to say about baseball at the All-Star break.
Yep, of course, we've got the All-Star game coming your way tonight, 6 o'clock, with the pregame getting underway. All of our frequencies, 1600 AM, 102.3 FM, as well as 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Around 7 o'clock, they will throw the first pitch from Dodger Stadium. Clayton Kershaw will throw the first pitch coming up this evening. May only go an inning, probably will only go an inning. But his first start as far as an All-Star game is concerned, and I think a very, very good thing as far as Clayton getting the start for the National League in his home park. We'll talk about that. We'll look back at last night's home run derby as well. I want to mention at the start of the program, though, Mark, a very happy birthday to one of our loyal listeners, our friend Eugene, celebrating a birthday today. So happy birthday to him.
Absolutely, I echo that. Have a good one, Eugene.
Oh, I know he's going to have a good one. He'll always have a good one. And if you're having a birthday out there as well, happy birthday to you. We don't want to just single out Eugene, but happy birthday to everybody out there. Text line available at 319-366-1600. We'll also get you updated on what's happening at state baseball and state softball going on today at three sites, Fort Dodge, Carroll, and Iowa City. But let's start with baseball, Mark, and we'll it's a baseball-themed show today, as we'll talk with Cal coming up in just a little bit. But I got to tell you, I was thoroughly entertained last night by the annual Home Run Derby. I think especially young people like the Home Run Derby, I think, better than they like the All-Star game. But that's a topic and a debate for another day. I don't think Major League Baseball could have picked a better semifinal set than what they had last night. And again, I don't know what the ratings were or anything like that, but if you asked Rob Manfred, he probably would have said, yeah, you know, that foursome was pretty darn good there at the end. You had Pete Alonso going for history, trying to win his third straight. You had the sentimental favorite, the veteran, Albert Pujols, who knocked off Kyle Schwarber in the first round, the 8 beating the 1 seed. I mean, not that the seeds mean a whole lot as far as Home Run Derby is concerned, but it was the 8 beating the 1, and Albert Pujols making it to the semifinals. And then he had two of the bright young stars as far as the league is concerned, and one of them embroiled in trade controversy right now. So you have that little part and sidebar, if you will, with Julio Rodriguez and Juan Soto. And Julio Rodriguez, 81, I believe, I read, the total home runs for him last night as he wins, or I should say, well, anyway, I thought it was a dandy night.
Yeah, I went into it with Scott, not really anticipating watching the whole thing, but I got reeled in when Pujols won in the first round. I wanted to see what he would do, and I thought it was, between Soto and Rodriguez, it was really a lot of fun. And a couple things about Julio Rodriguez, I found out today, he made $750,000 for finishing second. His contract this year, $700,000.
Yeah, he made more. Mark, we're going to have to get reconnected with you coming up here in just a moment. So 319-366-1600. Text line, and yes, congratulations to Austin Krobe. Another Iowan going to the San Diego Padres. He was selected in the third day, 12th round of the Major League Baseball draft today by the San Diego Padres. Former Lisbon Lion, Kirkwood pitcher, and TCU pitcher as well. So we'll get this restarted here. We'll get to Mark, and we'll get to Cal Eldred coming up in a bit. Let you know what's happening at the state baseball and softball tournaments while we have a moment. And let's start things off at Duane Banks Field down in Iowa City, the state baseball tournament. It is Class 4A going on today. And right now, in the second quarterfinal of the day, as everything is in a holding pattern right now, Ben. There we go. Right now, it is Waukee Northwest leading Waukee 4-0. That in the third inning at the moment. And Waukee Northwest, if they hold on, will take on Johnston. As Johnston with a win earlier on today, as the Dragons defeated Iowa City Liberty. And that by a score of 6-3. But Liberty made it very, very interesting. In fact, Bolts left 8 on base in the last 3 innings. The number 8 seed trying to knock off the number 1 seed of Johnston Dragons. Liberty had guys on base everywhere in the 5th, 6th, and 7th. Had the tying run up in the 7th inning. Just could not get a big-time hit in that game. But a terrific year nonetheless for Coach Kronk and the Liberty Lightning as they make their first appearance in the state baseball tournament. Class 2A going on in Carroll. Right now, it is Cascade and Mid-Prairie going at it. And Mid-Prairie with the lead right now over Cascade. And we'll update that for you right now. It was a 3-0 lead a little bit earlier on when I was on my way in. And looks to be still a 3-0 lead. That game has moved to the 6th inning now, so getting late there. Pair of River Valley Conference teams going at it as far as Class 2A is concerned. Let's take a look at what's happening at state softball from earlier on today at Fort Dodge, Harlan Rogers Park. And they had the Class 3As complete their first round. And taking a look at the scores, it was number 2 rated Davenport Assumption all over number 7 Ballard in 6 innings, 12-2. And congratulations to the Williamsburg Raiders. They defeated Sioux Center by a score of 5-1. So it'll be Assumption and Williamsburg going at it. And that will be in a semifinal in Class 3A. Going on right now at Harlan Rogers Park, they are getting into Class 2A competition. 319-366-1600, as I believe we have got Mark back and ready to go with us. Sorry about that, Mark, although that was not my fault.
No, I know there's a virus somewhere along the way.
Yes, it's a, well, hopefully that's the only time that will happen. Will not happen with Todd and Alex at the 4 o'clock show. By the way, tune in to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. They will continue their countdown to kickoff, and our friend Mia O'Brien will join them from SEC Media Days. And they will also have your chance to win tickets to see Tom Segura at the McGrath Amphitheater. They are giving those away all this week. 319-366-1600. All right, Mark, back to it. Juan Soto wins. You mentioned Julio Rodriguez got paid, which is good. for him because he is making the major league minimum. Interesting dichotomy between those two brilliant young stars. You had Julio Rodriguez, who's making the major league minimum, going up against Juan Soto, who turned down how much? He turned down live tour money from the Washington Nationals.
$440 million, I believe.
In that ballpark, anyway. Or around there. But I thought it was fun. And I thought it was entertaining. And I hope the All-Star game tonight is just as entertaining.
I like the reception that Albert Pujols got. And you think about it, Julio Rodriguez was 98 days old when Albert Pujols hit his first home run. The future is bright in Major League Baseball. So many excellent young stars, Soto and Rodriguez among them. But I thought it was cool, the reception that Pujols got, not only from the fans, but from fellow players.
Yeah, after they thought he lost in the first round, they all went up to home plate and were congratulating him, et cetera, like that. And then all of a sudden they ended up in a tie, and they had to have a one-minute tiebreaker. And lo and behold, Pujols gets the win in that one over Schwarber, who showed a lot of class, too. Kind of doing the bow to Albert Pujols as he was going out of the batter's circle. And, you know, really neat moment right there as far as those folks are concerned.
It really was. And you think about it, we talked about the MLB draft going on right now. I know you talked about Austin Krull out of Lisbon and TCU. You know what round Albert Pujols was taken in?
I did at one point, but I have forgotten it.
11th round.
11th round, so one ahead of Mr. Krobe. Yeah, they don't have to all be first-rounders, right?
No, and the guy is on the verge of 700 home runs. It's quite amazing.
Quite amazing indeed, and he will be a Hall of Famer. Not sure if he'll be a first-ballot Hall of Famer, but he is going to be a Hall of Famer nonetheless. 319-366-1600. So tonight we've got the All-Star game, and again we'll have it at 6 o'clock. Shane McClanahan having a terrific year for Tampa Bay, going up against Clayton Kershaw of the L.A. Dodgers. So first pitch at around 7 o'clock will be Kershaw against Shohei Ohtani. That's not bad. And then your top three, I think you can win some games with this group. I mean, not only the National League, but you talk about the American League? Oy! Ohtani, Judge, Devers, Vlad Guerrero Jr., Stanton, Byron Buxton, who was in there for Mike Trout. I mean, not that Buxton's a slouch, but Trout's pretty good. Tim Anderson, Jimenez replacing Altuve, and then Kirk of Toronto. And then, oh, by the way, you got Shane McClanahan on the mound. So there you go.
Yeah, I think you can say that for both sides. And as everyone knows, I'm a big Twins fan, but I don't remember the last All-Star starter to be hitting .217 as Buxton is at the break. Yes, he has 23 homers, plays terrific defense. The average really isn't there, and I hope he doesn't have to face Kershaw, but the next guy in's not bad either.
They're all not bad. You know, I don't think Tim Laudner made an All-Star start, did he?
I'd have to look back on that. He was an All-Star,
He was an All-Star, but he was not a starter. He was not a starter. The lineup for the National League, Ronald Acuna Jr. will lead off ahead of Mookie Betts and Manny Machado. Paul Goldschmidt, who I think is the MVP right now in the National League, he will hit fourth. Trey Turner will hit fifth ahead of Wilson Contreras, and then Will Contreras, Jock Peterson, and Jeff McNeil. Interesting to hear what type of reception Jock Peterson gets. He's a Giant, and he's a former Dodger. So there you go. We'll see how that all plays out. And, it'd be interesting to see. And then, of course, Shohei Ohtani, a lot of people saying that he's already the AL MVP. And which brings about a discussion that I'd love to have sometime, but we don't have the time for it now with Cal coming on here in just a little bit. But Ohtani, very deserving winner of the American League MVP last year, although I thought Vlad Guerrero Jr. might have been a guy that could have won that award. But, you know, hindsight's 20/20, whatever. They both deserved it. Does Ohtani deserve to get the MVP every year because he's a pitcher and a hitter?
Well, he's doing something nobody else is doing and doing it quite well.
He's having a better pitching year this year than last year, but not as good a hitting year.
But it's still pretty good. He's shown, obviously, versatility. And, you know, it's like, I don't know if this is a good comparison, but when you're talking about, you know, we always went through Gazette Athlete of the Year as the one sport guy or gal who was, you know, on a national stage in that one sport versus a multi-sport guy. Or gal, not the best comparison, but you're talking about a dual threat in Ohtani versus a Judge, who, if he continues right along, will be deserving of MVP consideration. I don't know. Well, he, like I said, he's doing something nobody else is.
True. 319-366-1600. I did not hear this, 9663 in the text line. They asked, did you hear anything about if the All-Star game ends in a tie tonight, they're going to have a home run contest between one player of each team? No, I did not. I don't think that is going to happen. I don't think we're going to see a tie either, but it could happen. I think it just goes down as a tie, 9663.
Who do you like in tonight's game? That's our poll question at KGYMRadio.com. The American or national, you can weigh in at that website. And thanks to Hawkeye Title and Settlement, Steve Anderson and his team, Highway 1 West in Iowa City.
AL.
Yeah, we're AL guys. I really don't. I don't care a whole lot since, you know, home field advantage in the World Series, they got rid of that and should have. You know, it's an exhibition. Let's just enjoy the players and pitchers out there.
No one is going to pull a Ray Fosse and Pete Rose tonight. I guarantee you that. If you don't know what that is, kids, ask your dad or mom or grandpa or grandma, whatever. That's not happening anymore. It's just an exhibition game. 319-366-1600. Mark, before we get to an Emil Sideaway scoreboard update, we updated everyone on what's happening at state softball and state baseball. You had a little NIL news as well. I don't know if you want to include that on the scoreboard or just want to go over that before you get to the scoreboard.
No, we can talk about that. Nationally, Texas Tech, an organization called the Matadors, an NIL collective, have evidently put together enough money to pay 100 football players, $25,000 each. Let that sink in for a minute. 85 scholarship players and the 15 best walk-ons.
What if you're the 16th best walk-on? What are you feeling like right now?
Yeah, you're not worth zip. These are one-year renewable NIL deals, $25,000. And the same time today, a Florida actuary, former Iowa golfer, rolled out Swarm Inc., another NIL collective for the University of Iowa. Football, men's basketball, and women's basketball teams and players.
Keeps on building and building. Keeps on building and building. And, of course, Nick Saban today with his comments, very interesting comments at SEC Media Day, as he met with SEC reporters and writers today. All right, 324, Mark, want to get to you and an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from Lindale Mall, next to the Home Depot and behind Taco John's, open at 4. What do we have on the scoreboard?
In NFL news, the Minnesota Vikings have released quarterback Nate Stanley, former Iowa player, and he has played the last 2 years mainly on the practice squad for the Vikings. We'll see if anybody picks up Nate. Also in the NFL, the Jets have signed former Iowa State star Breece Hall to a four-year, $9 million contract that includes a $3.7 million signing bonus. Fran McCaffrey spoke today, as did some of the players, Iowa basketball players. So I revealed that Chris Murray actually turned down a two-way offer by an NBA team to return to Iowa. And Josh Dix, the recruit out of Western Iowa, said he does not plan to redshirt after recovering from off-season surgery.
Yeah, and that does not surprise me at all. Good to hear Josh Dix is okay and ready to go, or will be by the time basketball season rolls around. That was a vicious injury he sustained early February for Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln. And, yeah, I think the days of redshirting are pretty much done. I mean, don't you? I mean, you get in, you play, because, you know, with the transfer portal and people going early, et cetera, all kinds of reasons for leaving program. You get a guy in there or a gal in there, you're playing right away. I don't think you redshirt anymore.
I have not seen Dix play, have you?
Yes.
Yes. Your evaluation is?
Good player. Very athletic, good player. Can shoot it. Streaky shooter a little bit from three-point range. He can get to the paint. He can pull up. And I think he's going to be a positive attribute as far as Iowa basketball is concerned.
Or is he projected?
Two or three. He can handle the ball a little bit, but he's not a born point guard.
We'll see how he does.
Yeah. I think he's going to help. 319-366-1600. We'll take a break. Come back. Cal Eldred will join us, the pitching coach of the Kansas City Royals. Talk about the first half of the Royals season. Look ahead. Talk about the first half of baseball in the All-Star game. We'll do all that when we return here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And we're going to have plenty of sunshine today with hot and humid conditions. Winds will be strong out of the south and temperatures will be rising to a high around 90. Heat index values will be climbing into the upper 90s, so it'll feel much hotter than the actual temperature. Later tonight, we'll have mostly clear skies and we'll drop on down into the upper 60s. Tomorrow won't be quite as hot or humid as today, but still warm and sunny with temperatures in the mid 80s. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
Good morning, boss.
What's good about it? We're having computer problems again, and we can't get our work done.
Call the help desk.
You mean Hope Desk?
Hope Desk.
I call and hope I get help, but they either stick me on hold or say I'll get a call back in a couple hours. We need help now.
We need to get our work done. We need help now.
Oh, then you need to call IT Solutions. They don't have a help desk.
Then how do we get help?
Get help now with IT Solutions. They continually monitor their clients' networks so they find and fix over 70% of their technology problems before they interrupt the workflow. If your current IT company says they do that, then why do they need a hope desk for you to call for your technology problems? With IT Solutions, on the rare occasions their monitoring misses something, when you call, you never just hope. You get help now.
We need to get our work done.
Learn more online at WeNeedHelpNow.com.
WeNeedHelpNow.com.
Is there any more satisfying feeling than letting an elevator door close on somebody? I did it at the hotel earlier. I got such a warm rush through my body. It felt like the inside of my body hugged the outside of my body, you know? And then you see it close and you're like... Sometimes a second later it opens and you're like...
From Netflix, comedian Tom Segura brings I'm Coming Everywhere World Tour to McGrath Amphitheater July 26th. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hurry into Menards and get 11% off everything. Cool off and find your style with a new Patriot Lighting ceiling fan. From traditional to modern, small room to great room, we have the best selection of fans in stock. So you'll be sure to find the perfect one for your home. Right now, all Patriot Lighting ceiling fans are 11% off at Menards. Good through July 24th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards. You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Back on the gym class at 3:30 here on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us. To appreciate it. We are presented by Tupaco Community Credit Union each and every day right here on KGYM. Text line available, 319-366-1600. That is a phone line as well, 319-366-1600, as we get ready to enjoy the All-Star game tonight. And we get ready to talk with our friend Cal Eldred, the pitching coach of the Kansas City Royals, who kind enough to join us here on his mid-season vacation with the family here. Well, are you back in good old Eastern Iowa, Cal?
Oh, yes, definitely. It's when you move north, you lose 10 degrees. So that's what I was going to do.
I don't blame you. Hey, I was told recently that it is the 10-year anniversary of our terrific impromptu All-Star break wiffle ball game that we had with your two boys in the front yard.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's dating us right there. But they're grown men now, so it'd be a little different story now, but... yeah, that was a lot of fun.
It was.
Yeah, Luke waiting to see if he'll be drafted in the next couple of rounds. But tell us about the boys. What's CJ and Luke doing?
Well, we've CJ continues. If anybody knows my son CJ, he's with the Royals. He's with us in minor leagues. He was in got to Double A last year. Pitched well. That team won the Double A championship in the Texas League and. He had a blast. And then this spring, if you know CJ's had a few hurdles physically, and he actually had a tumor in his heel and had to have that removed, and very unusual situation, had to have his heel rebuilt, the bone and tumor was in the bone. And so he's had that rebuilt. He's been rehabbing the whole time, and it's very unusual, but he's actually doing really well. Yeah, we were actually at Dugout Sports throwing a bullpen today. And he's back for just a couple days with his wife. And so he'll head back to Arizona actually this afternoon. And then Luke, like you alluded to, Mark, he's waiting to see how the draft pans out here. He's done with his eligibility at Dallas Baptist. More importantly for his mom and I, he graduated with a master's degree. So you bet him and his wife are going to reside in the Ankeny area this off season. And she's all set up there, and he's actually in Morgantown, West Virginia. And if he is not drafted, he's going to play in the draft league, MLB draft league there, which used to be the old New York Penn League. Hmm. And so he's actually got there today, and it's a league that MLB is running, and that they try to get as many kids who weren't drafted, who their eligibility is over with. And independent ball teams can pick these guys up, and obviously MLB teams can pick these guys up, which with only 20 rounds, there's a lot of teams that are going to be looking for pitching.
Oh, yeah.
And there's no doubt about that. It's needed pretty bad.
Very true. Well, good. Good. Both married. Wow, that just added a few more years to
mine. Married, and I'll be a grandfather in October.
Oh, so, well, congratulations.
Things are changing quickly, yes. And that's CJ and his wife, Olivia. So
awesome.
Pretty crazy times.
But fun times. No doubt about
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
No doubt
no
about
question.
That. Well, first half of the year with Kansas City. I know the record isn't where you guys would like to have it right now. I guess in a nutshell, just kind of tell us about the first half, where you guys sit, what are you looking at getting ready for half number two?
Well, I think when we went into this year, I think that there was, from a front office standpoint, I think some of our scouts and even some of ownership and us and the coaches too, we had really high hopes that we'd be able to be very competitive. We were hoping to have a chance to fight to be able to be a team that was in contention for the playoffs. And as the season got going on and some of our young pitching, we had to rely on more young guys than I think we thought we might need to, especially in our starting rotation. We lost Jake Brents, who's a left-handed reliever, one of our back-end of the bullpen guys. We've lost Josh DeMont for part of that time. And so that was a handicap from a pitching standpoint. We even lost Greinke for a little bit. But really the big blow right now has been Salvador Perez out of our lineup for a while. He missed some time earlier, then now he's had a thumb surgery. We're still waiting probably 4 to 5 weeks before he'll be back. And we lost Alberto Mondesi, our regular shortstop. Very, very talented guy. So we've had some hiccups, but I still think that the team overall has played well at times, but the consistency is not there. And of course, when you're in there grinding every day, you're pushing and you're thinking, are we gaining ground? Are we getting better? And, you know, I've had a lot of people that have been in Kansas City, with Dayton Moore and his staff for a long time. And not just the people on the staff, but a lot of the fans and everything say this group of kids and team reminds them a lot of the 2013 team, where it just seemed like, man, we can either find a way to lose a game or the other team just outplays us. But the talent's there. And so we're taking some lumps and taking some bruises, but I can tell you our starting pitching has been pretty doggone good the last couple months. And the back end of our bullpen with especially Scott Barlow at the end of it has been very solid. So we've got some young hitters that are coming up, and we had a change with our hitting coach, and that's always a tough thing to go through, but these young kids are learning fast. So I think we're headed in the right direction, especially the last 2 months, but we've got a long way to go. We're going to play some really good teams coming up here early in the second half.
Okay, you've gotten the support of President Dayton Moore in terms of the job you're doing, but you are aware of the message boards out there, and some people out there don't think that's the case, but this leads into a discussion we had last night among friends in anticipation of you coming on the show. How are pitching and hitting coaches evaluated? Is it on development? Is it stats? What is it?
You know, that's a great question, because I think, Mark, it depends on what message the team is sending out. I think a lot of times do you look at our team early in the season and it was, hey, we're gonna pitch pretty good, and we think we could possibly be a contending playoff team. But when you see what young pitching has to go through to learn, and then there was also the reality that we have four young starting pitchers in our rotation, and usually 4 out of 5. Brad Keller has some experience, but when you're looking at Chris Bubich, Daniel Lynch, Brady Singer, Jackson Kowar, John Heasley, these kids were all drafted at the same time in 2018. So to expect them to be high-end starting pitchers putting a team in the playoffs, that's tough to do. But I think to really answer your question, I think it's the messaging that comes from the front office and comes from ownership, that if they demand, they think that this ought to be a playoff team, and that's what they're sticking to, well, then it depends on how the players do. And that's a tough situation when I know from a coach's standpoint, these kids need some time. And they're going through some ups and downs and bumps and bruises, but they are getting better. There ain't no question about that. But if the message is, hey, we're going to be patient and we're going to give these kids time, that's different. So either one of those avenues that you're it has to depend on what ownership thinks and what the front office sends, and in our case, Dayton Moore sends a message to ownership as to what are these players need to be able to put us in, to be ready to put us into the playoffs. And the coach, man, you're there busting your hind end trying to do the best thing you can, but sometimes it can be a situation that you get caught up in. It's not whether you're a good coach or a bad coach. it's the situation that you're in.
Two guys, Cal, I'd like you to talk about because I think they're doing really, really well. Brad Keller, who as a starter, and then you mentioned Scott Barlow, and he's been absolutely lights out at the back end so far for you guys.
Yeah, I think Brad's kind of he's the same age as these guys that the other guys that I mentioned, but Brad has had more experience. And you can see Brad now, if he has a bad outing, you can almost count on the next one being good. And he's pitched more innings than anybody else we have. He's been our most, overall our most consistent starter. When you got a guy that's pitching in the end of the seventh inning these days, that's a very quality starting pitcher. And Brad has a four-seam fastball that cuts a little bit. He has a two-seamer that can run or sink. And he has a really good slider. And we've been working on that changeup. And he has good numbers on the changeup. That's really his fourth pitch. And he doesn't necessarily like to use it that much. But we push him to use it as much as we can. But this kid's a horse. And he's a gamer. And where he is at is where these guys, you see Brady Singer's not far away. And Brady's the next guy with that amount or close to his, not quite to his experience, about half of it. But these guys are making great strides. And Scott Barlow, if anybody wants to watch a guy that can fool people with spin pitches, both a slider and a curveball, Scotty's the guy to watch. He'll tease him with the fastball and get him with the spin and change speeds with it. And he's so impressive, and his workload's been very high. And we've had to cut back. We've probably lost a couple games because we needed to give that guy a day off, but he deserves it.
Cal, we got three American League Central teams represented on the program. Your Royals, hopefully about to overtake the Tigers in the standings, just one game back. Curious how you view the contenders, the Twins, the Guardians, the White Sox. I still think the White Sox are the team to beat.
You know, Mark, it's funny you say that. We were just talking about that here, and the White Sox are going to play better. They've gotten their pitching starting to get healthy. Their position players are getting healthy, and they're going to play better. They should. They're a better team than what they've played. We play these guys a lot in the second half, and so I hope that we play better than they're playing better, without a doubt, and our young kids give us a lot of energy against these guys. They're a talented group, no question, and they would probably be the first ones to tell you that they've underachieved this first half, but they've had a lot of injuries too. You go to Cleveland. Cleveland's always going to pitch. And McKenzie's been a really good shot in the arm for these guys. He's been literally unhittable in about three or four straight starts going into the break. They have a good club offensively also and play good defense. Run the bases hard. They're actually a fun team to play against because they make sure you stay on your toes. And Minnesota, I feel like they're a team that everybody's trying to reel back in, and it's happened a little bit. Unfortunately for you, Mark, they're getting reeled back in a little bit, and I think Detroit's a good team too, but I think it could be – there's going to be a – it's going to be a real slug match with all the games that we play in our division this second half. And I feel we can play with any of them. We don't have the experience these other teams have, but we can play with any of them. So we'll see. It's going to be fun. I do believe that any of those three teams that are the favorites, but I do see us just continuing to climb the ladder and playing these teams well.
How about we give you Sano for Barlow?
Yeah.
it'll cost you more than that.
Oh, man.
It'll cost you more than that.
Cal Elder joining us here at 3:43 on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class, getting ready for the All-Star Game. We'll talk about that. Hey, I wanted to ask you one thing about philosophy a little bit. And I for the last, handful of years, it's been just getting guys that just, let the hair flow and throw the ball as hard as they can. I mean, that's basically what it's been. Starting to read a little bit more over the last few months that we're starting to kind of curtail that maybe just a little bit, going to more, I hate to use the term pitchers instead of throwers, but I'll throw it out there. I'll say get a little bit more pitching involved in things. Are you seeing that?
Well, you know what? I think you guys know probably my philosophy, and I think that I'm more about the pitching. I think it's more about the pitching. You take any of those kids that I mentioned that's in our, that have a chance of being in our rotation, and every one of those kids, to a man, have found out that they can go to AAA, and they get what they get away with there, they don't get away with in the big leagues from a command standpoint. And that's exactly what you're talking about, Scott. It's commanding the baseball. These kids have talent. Most of them throw, not all of them, but most of them are 91 to 95, 96 mile an hour throwers. And the big leagues are full of those guys. But it's the guy that commands that fastball and has a secondary pitch that they can always throw for a strike, and sometimes three of them. And if you have three of them, now you're pitching. And now you can destroy the timing of a hitter. And that's exactly what we're talking about. And what's been, why I think that's coming back and more people are talking about it is because they've realized that most pitches, if you look at how they evaluate teams, evaluate a hitter, 95 miles an hour or 96 mile an hour plus, that you have to sit there. That's where you cannot come below that and just throw a ball wherever you want. There's a lot of guys throwing 97, 98 mile an hour and they're getting hammered, because they have really no clue where it's going. And then they walk a lot of people. And so you have to have, to be a big time closer and to be able to throw that hard and get away with it all the time, there have to be some command even to that. You've got to be able to get it in the strike zone. So to me, I do see that coming back a little bit. I know Wes Johnson up in Minnesota, frustrated that he continues to get guys that may throw hard, but they don't throw strikes. Their walk rates are way too high. And you guys know it. You put enough guys on base through the free pass, you're going to get busted sooner or later. And that's I think that more of that's coming back. It's just interesting to see, even on a day of draft day, who's getting picked. You know, is it kids that can throw strikes? Or the kids that just absolutely have that high-velocity fastball. And there's a place for that, but overall, most of those innings are going to be pitched by guys that can command the baseball.
Got a lot of talk early in the season about baseballs being placed in humidors around the major leagues. But you don't hear about it anymore. What's been your observation of that tactic?
You know, it's interesting, Mark, because it depends on who you ask, and I think it depends on where you're playing. I've seen games where, and we'll go through a stretch of a couple series, and the ball just doesn't seem like it's going anywhere, and then all of a sudden you play a series, and man, oh man, it is flying. So I don't know if we're just doing an experiment with the baseballs here. The seams are higher on the. It used to be a Major League Baseball for the most part. There's so many of them that are exactly alike, and now it's not the case. There's a lot of our guys see them. They're hard, or they're soft, or the seams are high, or there are no seams. So it's a very I just don't see the consistency in the baseball like I've seen it in the past, and I don't have any proof to that other than listening to our pitchers when they're grabbing these baseballs and can see them and feel them. When we were in Detroit, we had a whole batch of baseballs that we had with us that just weren't right and were different than the ones we're using in the game. So something's going on. I don't have any proof that anybody's trying to do something different, but the baseball has been different throughout the different times during the year so far.
Home Run Derby last night. You had to enjoy that. And I think baseball enjoyed it. We were talking about it earlier. The final four they had in there. You know, you had a great veteran. You had two young, you know, stud superstars. And then you had a guy going for his third straight. That was fun last night.
Yeah, well, being a pitching guy, I'm not much for home runs. But
that hurt you, didn't it?
I feel like I gave up enough on myself. But, you know, I think that the fans enjoy that. I think I don't know quite how those players stand there and do all that with that's exerting a lot of energy, but it's something the baseball the fans really enjoy, and it's good that they've added in you know, guys like Miguel Cabrera and Albert Pujols, and these guys have meant a lot to the game, superstars. And that's, to a certain extent, that's what the All-Star game is about, at least part of it. So I think it's a cool thing. And if the fans love it, let them watch it, let them enjoy it. And these guys love going out and hitting them.
Cal, we've debated, Scott and I, about Shohei Ohtani. He's going to face Kershaw with a opening pitch tonight, I think. But is he an MVP leader, or is it Judge, or should it have been Guerrero last year? What are your thoughts?
Whew. Well, when we were out in Anaheim playing them, and we play them actually this next week, he was as hot as I've ever seen him. And it was one of those things where we're actually pitching around him to get to Mike Trout. Now, that's insane. we didn't do a very good job of pitching around Ohtani in one of those ball games out there. And then I think he had eight RBIs in one game and a game-winning home run. The next day he comes out and is just electric off the mound. And what that guy means to that team, it's amazing. I mean, I've never seen anything like it in my life other than when I played high school ball, watching, you know, players that could do that. So it's pretty crazy how good this guy is. You watch him, how consistent he is with his delivery as he pitches. And so I don't know. I mean, the guy can play in the field and be as good as anybody. He can pitch and be as good as anybody. And when he's in the batter's box, you don't make mistakes. You make mistakes, he makes you pay. So to me, if he's putting up good numbers, both on the mound and in the batter's box, I don't know how anybody else is an MVP over him.
Hmm. Yeah, we got, and the American League is just crazy right now. Don't play Seattle, by the way, right now.
No doubt.
They haven't lost in 2 weeks plus.
Baltimore.
Or Baltimore.
Yep.
They are playing really good baseball right now. But this American League run is going to be pretty interesting. I mean, it looks as though the Central is probably only going to get one team in, unless somebody or a couple teams catch fire anyway. But, you know, you're going to have a chance to see who is going to make the American League playoffs down the stretch and have a big say in it.
Well, and I think, you know, for our team, like speaking for our team, is that, you know, we're probably going to do as much damage as we possibly can and probably keep it only being one team coming out of our division. The Yankees are, I mean, Tampa's 13 games back, as we are 13 games back, and Tampa's in second place and 10 games over 500. It's going to be, I do think too, fellas, the trade deadline's come on August 2nd. At least I believe it's the second or third. And I'm going to tell you, these teams are going to turn into super teams because there's going to be some trades. You know, Mark, you mentioned you guys, the Twins would love to have Scott Barlow at the end of their bullpen or at least pitching the eighth for them. So, and teams are going to, you know, we have, Andrew Benintendi on our club, where I don't know that we'll be able to afford to sign him back. And you put him on one of these other teams in our division, man, I mean, it can make a difference. So I think it depends on who adds and where they add and if it's the right add.
Very true. Very true. And, well, you're working out. You got the bullpen session going right now. When you get back to Kansas City and what, you got Tampa to come out, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And that's not going to be easy. Tampa's playing good baseball right now. But like you said, all of a sudden, you know, Boston caught fire, and then Boston went back down. They're to fourth now. They're still over 500, but they're 16 and a half out. The American League East is all good, but it's all crazy. And then who can beat Seattle right now? And it'll be interesting to see how the National League goes, especially how the Cardinals fare against the Brewers in the NL Central.
Well, and the Brewers have been streaky, too. I mean, the Brewers run out such good starting pitching, and St. Louis should be a well-balanced team, but that whole division's been streaky also. So it's what the Mets have been able to do, they've been so consistent, and it'd be interesting, and I don't know those teams well enough to know whether they need a starting pitcher or whether they need another bat in the lineup. But those are going to be important pieces, and what teams are willing to give up to add to those clubs. And these divisions are so close that it can make a big difference. But I mean, even we played Detroit really, really well in Detroit. We leave Detroit and they win six in a row. You know, so it's, I'm telling you that these teams, and a young team like us, I mean, these kids have a lot of energy going even into the second half, and we'll see. You know, we've got two stretches where we play 17 in a row after the break, and then we play 17 in 16 days after one day off. So, sometimes that has a lot to do with the streaks. You're hot during those times, you're going to do what Baltimore and Seattle have done.
Yeah. And, start off with the first six at home against Tampa and the Angels. So, at least you'll be back at Kauffman Stadium for those. That'll be fun. And hey, Cal, always enjoy it, man. Best of luck to you and the Royals in the second half. And look forward to watching the All-Star game tonight. You'll have the popcorn going. I know that. So enjoy the game and enjoy the second half.
We will. And I also would be remiss not to mention I was listening to you guys giving the updates on the state tournaments going on right now. So good luck to all those teams and coaches and fans and the towns that it means so much to them to watch their team play and try to win. So that's pretty cool. That's near and dear to my heart.
Yep. No doubt about it. But
Grandpa Cal, rest easy, brother.
Yeah, no doubt.
Thanks, Cal, for the time. Appreciate it.
You betcha. My pleasure.
All right. Cal Elder joining us here on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class, the pitching coach for the Kansas City Royals. Quick break. Come back to wrap her up after this.
Okay, Max is out with his friends. He's had a few drinks, and now he's ready to go home. Does he A, risk getting pulled over and hurting himself and someone else by getting behind the wheel? Or B, get someone to drive him? Let's watch. It looks like Max is taking out his phone. He's finding his rideshare app. He's getting a ride. Way to go, Max. Way to go. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
We need to hire for another position. No problem. It's not like I'm already trying to juggle five job sites, screen candidates, schedule interviews, and, you know, do my job.
You've had it, and we get it. Job Funnel simplifies your search. Fill out info once, and we post it to all the big job sites. Job Funnel makes it easy to prioritize applicants, keep track of things, even send bulk email responses, all from one streamlined hub. Go to KZIA.com and click on Job Funnel to get started. Breathe. Job Funnel's on it.
All right, thanks to Cal Eldred for joining us. Todd and Alex coming your way next here on KGYM. And tomorrow, Chris Liss will join us to talk fantasy sports, fantasy baseball, early fantasy football questions. Welcome for Chris. And he will join us on the Wednesday edition of the program. We'll take a look back at the All-Star game from tonight as well. We'll have it at 6 o'clock on all of our frequencies. Always good to talk to Cal, Mark.
No doubt about it. He's very gracious with his time, and he could, you know, sit back and enjoy his time off, but that's not Cal. And I was just thinking, it seems like yesterday I was awarding him the Gazette Athlete of the Year, and I was going to be a grandpa. My goodness.
In October. Congratulations to the Eldred family on that, no doubt. And All-Star game tonight. You like the American League, right? I like the American League.
I will root for the American League.
It doesn't matter, though. It's an exhibition. But just, I hope for good things tonight as far as baseball is concerned. No controversies tonight. Last thing that Major League Baseball needs at this point. So we'll talk about it coming up tomorrow. Todd and Alex with more as we get ready for the All-Star game. They will lead you up to the All-Star game from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock coming up this evening. Mark, have a great night. We'll talk tomorrow.
You as well. Talk to you then.
All right. You've been listening to the Gym Class presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union right here on KGYM. Have a great night.